Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ah, it's my friend's Fantastic Cat.
Feliz Navidad.
As we continue to mix in the Christmas music here on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, so let me get you the most recent information here on the CR. This started blowing up as soon as I started talking to Carl Cannon. I'm looking at the Twitter here, and I'm seeing that things have changed dramatically when it comes to what this budget bill is going to do. One of the things, you know, I think Carl mentioned Chip Roy. Let me see if I have any Chip Roy audio. But he said this not too long ago. He said, "My position is simple. I'm not going to raise or suspend the debt ceiling, racking up more debt without significant and real spending cuts attached to it. I've been negotiating to that, and no apologies." And he carbon copied, or if you will, Twitter copied Trump, Speaker Johnson, Senator John Thune, and the Freedom Caucus. But what has happened now in the period of just a few days, when the original bill was 1,600 pages, now it's down to 116. Let me see here, because there's new. I don't want to make sure I get you the most recent information. And I don't know. I guess they took all the pork out of this, and it's just going to be what would be referred to, I think, as the clean CR. I tell you who's going to have all kinds of information on this is our friend Dwayne Patterson, who writes for hotair.com. He's going to join us after 5 o'clock. But the information at this point is that this bill is dramatically different. Now, this audio was done before Senator Hawley and others, before this information came out.
This continuing resolution, whatever, it's a total joke. You're right. It is 1,500 pages of pork barrel spending. And worse than that, it's all the woke garbage.
Well, that is part of the problem. John Kennedy.
I saw what you saw. I mean, it's a multiple vehicle pileup. I knew as soon as I saw the bill, it was going to be trouble. The thing was as big as a Costco.
One thing I don't understand, I really don't, is how it got to this part, because there seemed to be an indication, I think I said this earlier, that Trump wasn't involved in this. He has been involved. He's been working with members of Congress. I know that a lot of people, including Chip Roy and others, have been really ripping on Speaker Johnson. He might deserve that. And that's what much of the Twitter sphere has been all about, especially on the conservative side. But, you know, I think there's more to this story, and I'm not quite exactly sure why, for example, if Trump wants the no debt ceiling, I certainly understand Chip Roy's position in we're not going to just hand out no debt ceiling because that's going to lead to more ridiculous spending. Here is, Congresswoman Luna.
The fact is that, look, this is a sandwich. I don't know how else to say that.
Let's listen to that one again.
The fact is that, look, this is a sandwich. I don't know how else to say that.
Mike Johnson yesterday.
This is the sausage making process. Okay, here's what this bill entails. It's a short term funding extension until March 14, and that would have been an easy thing relatively to pass. But here's what happened. We also had to add, and due to circumstances outside of any of our control,
right,
emergency funding. We have two major emergencies.
Well, the problem is, and I think everyone understands the two major emergencies, but what we don't understand is the rest of the pork that got inserted into that. And I guess, like you said, the budget making process is the sausage, and most people have no idea what's going on, and it's very difficult to even describe. But there's been members of Congress, like, for example, Nancy Mace went on a Twitter tear. Section 205, page 133, allow gasoline with up to 15% ethanol to be sold year-round. The subsidy for corn farmers is unrelated to keeping government open. This is not emergency spending. That should be debated. Is that a good idea? I do not think so. Some people might. The farmers are going to love it. I hate the ethanol stuff. Apology to my farmer friends. But I don't like it because it's forced on the American people. We're not making that choice. And that's part of it. Section 301, page 139, funds censorship by extending the Global Engagement Center. Carl had referred to that. That's outrageous. Shouldn't be in there. Section 1002, page 938, exempts members of Congress from having to enroll in Obamacare. I think that's been around for a long time. Actually, didn't they repeal that? So I don't know why that was stuffed in there. Section 1202, page 328, defines music tourism. Nancy Mace's comment is, not sure what music tourism has to do with keeping the government open. Maybe there's some good music tourism there. Maybe it includes the National Blues Museum here in St. Louis. But the bottom line is, the American people are sick and tired of having all this stuff stuffed in a big package, not being able to take a look at it, examine everything that's in it. And that's what the Republicans have been set to Washington to do. Change the budget process. You can do it now. You have control. Steve Scalise.
There's a lot of moving parts, but, the ultimate goal is to get a bill that addresses our immediate needs, but also sets President Trump up for success when he comes into office.
Now, one more cut here. Senator Loomis.
I think that I get the sense that the CR is in trouble. I don't know what the answer is to salvaging it.
Well, we may know more here by the end of the show because the new package is out. We'll see who gets on board with that and how challenging it might be to pass to avoid the government shutdown. My guess is that the government isn't going to shut down. By the way, the other thing about the government shutdown, I think even Elon tweeted about this yesterday. When you say government shutdown, the government doesn't really shut down, right? But look, you don't want members of the military and other things that the left is going to try to scare you and say, the sky is falling. Maybe every once in a while the government does need to shut down just to jolt, shut down to jolt the system. In this case, it looks like they're going to get a deal just in the nick of time. We have Ethan's News coming up. Sue Thomas out all week. I'm not happy about that, but she deserves time off as well. So Ethan will be here in the next hour. Also, Phil Holloway, Fox News legal analyst. One of the things that happened today, there's a lot of things happening in the news cycle. Fannie Willis was disqualified from the Trump election case down there in Atlanta by a Georgia appellate court. Phil is down in Atlanta. He's kind of one of our experts on that case in particular. I know he has some thoughts about the feds invoking more charges in Luigi Mangione's situation. We'll get to that. Joe Warmington from Toronto. Is Justin Trudeau being trumped out of office? That's one of the questions. Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com. Dwayne is amazing. He'll join us in the 5 o'clock hour. And I promise you one thing. He'll be all on top of the CR and the very latest on that. I do want to toss in a little bit of a plug here for the Greek trip because we're going to Greece next year. Mike Kenny, who is my travel guide here. Mike is with DefineDestinations.com. He messaged me yesterday and he said that we have one cabin left. This is going to be an amazing trip. We leave on April 27th, which is a Sunday from St. Louis. We fly on Lufthansa and then we trek over to Athens, spend some days there, go on a beautiful cruise ship that is very intimate. And we start hopping around the islands. It is a magical trip. We're going to focus a lot on food and having fun. We have a great group. One cabin left is what I'm told. If you're interested, a couple of ways to find out information. Go to defineddestinations.com or I would say this is easier. Just go to Google at Mark Reardon KFTK. My Twitter handle is at Mark Reardon KFTK, and you can easily find the details of the trip right there. But if you're thinking about this and you're noodling around here over the holidays, I would suggest acting quickly just because it looks like we only have one cabin left. I say it looks like because there is a chance we can add more, but he's not optimistic about that. Check out defineddestinations.com today.
Get more at 971talk.com.